All right, it's 1:02. We'll call the regular town board meeting for the town elect of Flambeau to order on March 1st, 1 p.m. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, I'd like to take a moment to mention community members that we have lost since our last meeting. Those are Raymond Haling and Pamela Green LaBarge. Okay, item number 6, approval of the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of 2902 to 2956 and the tax refund account of 162 to 163. We've got those here. I don't know if Bob would then want to.
Yeah, I haven't seen those, so I can't really vote on that.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 9, approval of the minutes of the February 8th, 2023 special town board meeting and approval of the minutes February 15th, 2023 regular town board meeting.
I would move for approval of those minutes. I had a chance to review those, so I will move to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We don't have an updated treasurer's report. It's just the first of the month, so we don't have any new statements. So it would be the same as last, at our last meeting.
Soon we'll have a new one at their next
correct
meeting.
Correct.
Item number 11, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, budget adjustment for the audit. We had an increase of $5,000.
$5,500
for the audit.
And Form CT.
Yeah, and Form CT than what we had budgeted for. The budget itself is actually pretty tight. I guess my suggestion is we maybe look at taking that $5,500 out of the reserve account. Currently, as of December, in the reserve account, we had $243,674.23.
That sounds like a reasonable procedure to me. I will move to approve that.
Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to budget adjustment of $5,500 out of the reserve account. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action, approval of bartender's license application for Julia M. Valliard. You have the report. I don't know. Maybe we want to ask her to come in or her employer.
We currently have a policy of a 2-year clean record.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite meet that. It's a little short, but we don't like to not have people have jobs either.
Correct.
The last couple of pages in the front and back.
There was, most of them were dismissed except for the one.
I move that we ask her to come in and address the board and address any concerns that we might have.
Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to ask Ms. Valier to come in and address the board regarding her bartender's application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 14, road issue update. Imagine that's why everybody's here. I guess I don't have a whole lot to update on, at least from my knowledge. I have been in contact with our state elected officials, federal elected officials. They've been calling me. I believe that they have, and state meaning the governor's office and our local representatives. I believe the Mary Felskowski had told me that she knows that Governor Evers is working diligently on trying to set up a meeting with the tribal council, the town, the title companies, all those involved, to try to come to some type of resolution. I haven't gotten any official word back. We're also waiting on a legal opinion from the attorney out of Green Bay that we had hired, Frank Kolakowski. I have not received that back yet. I'm hoping to get that within the next day or two. I don't know if you have anything.
No, I had asked that we reach out to the title company to set up a meeting. Where does that stand?
I have talked to, well, at least Bridget Hubing, who I believe has been in touch with Nancy Appleby, and yes, they would like to set up a meeting, and as soon as we can get a date, time from the tribe, I think everybody involved will be there.
Okay.
I would suggest that we ask Attorney Hubing and Mr. Tiffany to moderate their statements a bit, because what they're doing is they're setting us back every time they make a statement. They offend the tribe, and our status gets set back to zero. I think we could have had a temporary resolution by now, except for that that factor. It's been counterproductive.
I will make sure that I contact them and pass that on to them, Bob.
Okay. I've already done that. I've passed that information on to them.
Okay.
And I guess my request.
But it wouldn't hurt to hear it from somewhere else.
Okay.
Right. That we as a town meet with the title company. Because there's multiple opinions and not wanting to offend the tribe. I want to hear it from the title company, being representing the town, where this is at right now and why, you know. It's a tough conversation, very emotional, but I want to have a sit down with the title company.
I will set that.
So that we all are on the same page and have an understanding going forward.
I will set that meeting up. Did you catch all that, Bob?
I think I did, yeah.
Okay.
So we can't rewrite history, but we can have an understanding and correct this going forward. That's why specifically the title company I would like to sit down and meet with.
I will do that. Bob, do you have anything else?
I have some concerns about the title company's position in this. I think they're from what I can see. Now, I'm not 100% certain that I understand what they're doing, but it looks like they're trying to take the money that they would be owing to the residents and use that money as a payment to the tribe instead of paying it to the residents to whom it's actually owed. That strikes me as being unfair to the landowners that we're dealing with here. So I think we need to be careful.
Okay, well, that subject we can bring up with them when we meet with them.
Yeah.
And I do understand, you know, Bridget, I believe, had said that there's policy limits, but when you work with insurance companies, you also know that there's criteria that have to be met to go above those policy limits, so I'd like to know that as well.
Okay. Yes, sir. I guess if you can state your name and then...
Mike Hornbostel, Ross Allen Lake. While you're talking to the title companies, I heard a rumor that they will no longer insure the titles in Lac des Flambeaux. Can we get confirmation on that?
I can ask them. I haven't heard that. Yes, sir.
I didn't understand Bob's comment that the title insurance company should give this money to the residents. Is he saying myself as a resident? Shouldn't this go to the tribe? I mean, they owe the tribe for the trespassing and so forth. Why would they give us
that? That's what I was talking about. But it sounds like what they want to do is take money that they would owe to the residents and give it to the tribe and say, okay, good enough. And that lets them off the hook. They're double dipping if that's the case. And I want to make sure they're not doing that.
Get what he means, Darwin, Bob believes that the title companies are just taking the policy limits that they have, yep, and saying, okay, here, this is what we're going to pay you. And, you know, thinking that they're actually dealing with the tribe and not just the dollar amount in which they would owe to those who are insured.
Okay.
Can I ask a question on Zoom?
Can you give your name?
Mary Pauline.
Okay.
Maybe nobody here can answer this. I don't understand why I need an easement for a public town road. Like, doesn't the town need the easement? Like, so what, does that part of the road become private and only those of us with easements can put up a sign like you can't, it's a public road. Why doesn't the town need the easement?
It could go to the town. There's two types of roads that you would have. You have roads where the town actually owns the right-of-way. We've been deeded it, or any town has been deeded it. But many town roads have easements. They don't have the deeded right-of-way, but they have a deeded easement, the width of the road. So it can be given both ways.
Because my concern is that, we have title policy limits, so we go through this round and all of our title policy limits are burned up. I mean, a lot of people either have no title insurance or they have like $25,000 from when they bought their lot, and then what happens next time around, all of us are left with nothing the next time an easement expires. So that's been a concern of mine all along, that the title company pays out the amount of policies and none of us have any protection in the future.
Yeah, and that's been a concern of mine. That's how come I'd like to have it, if we come to an agreement here, that we have a permanent agreement, something that's forever, that we don't have to revisit this in 50 years.
Yeah, I think what we need is something in the nature of an intergovernmental compact between the tribal government and the town government. And I think we can achieve that if we manage to get everybody to the table.
And some of the questions that Mary rose with meeting with the title companies, we can get those answers.
Correct.
We don't have them right now, and it's anybody's guess. So that's why a meeting with the title company to sit down and have some dialogue with them. You can't negotiate by yourself.
No.
So, I'd like to start pushing more towards a meeting with the title company.
I'll get a full picture of what... I'll get that set up as fast as I can. Yes, again.
Julie Kilger, Elsie Lake Lane. For individuals that are unable to attend either the Zoom meeting or this meeting in person, what's the best way for others to stay in touch with the details of the activities that are going on?
We try to keep everything as much updated on our town website as we can.
Okay, because the last entry was, I think it was February 15th?
Very well could be.
Yeah, so
You know, again, we don't have a lot of information right now. Supervisor Hanson had requested that this be placed on every agenda until it's finalized or there's something, an agreement that's come to. So that's why I have it on there. And so, the information at one meeting may be a lot less than others, but we try to keep that as updated as we can.
And if you want to reach out to...
If I can chime in just for a second here. If you go to the Citizens for Education in Town Governance website, CETG, they have a wealth of information on everything that's going on with town government. So a lot of the information that you would need would be there. All the minutes from the meetings, any correspondence that they have obtained, lots of general information, and it's all public record. So you can go there, and if you have trouble finding the website, talk to Norm Wetzel.
Yes, ma'am, your name?
Sally Furman from off of East Ross Allen. To follow off of what Julie was talking about is, I know I called Nancy this morning about the Zoom. Can we have a understanding that there will be a Zoom provided for each town meeting that going forward? Because Nancy was sharing they don't need to provide Zoom, and it was a service and was kind of abrasive with me about it. And so we didn't know, and then it wasn't posted till after 10. So we had already jumped in the car, so we've got a 3-hour ride up here. So I think to be respectful to others, can we just say going forward there will always be a Zoom meeting, at least during this period of time?
Because we finally have this up and running now, so yes, we'll be using it.
So would that be able to be posted when the minutes are posted, or excuse me, when the agenda is posted, what the information would be to get onto the Zoom so that you'd be prepared?
Yeah, I would add that the Zoom login be added to the agenda.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry, I'm a little technological. I wasn't in the land.
Okay, and then the other thing, Matt, is I know we've called the town hall and left messages numerous times to talk with you, and we're not getting calls back.
I never received those. I've got it now. I was going to give you a call or I can talk to you today.
Sure, we'll
but
talk.
Yeah, the name I didn't recognize, and I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
I've fielded hundreds of them.
Not ours.
Not yours, though, but I will.
Okay.
Darwin?
Darwin Losey, East Ross Island, Lake Lane. In a perfect world, you're going to call Bridget, as Gloria asked for, to set up this meeting with her. And then could it be set up where you meet with her on a, say, by she has to travel 4 hours up here, maybe she could come up in the morning and stay overnight or whatever. But could you meet with the tribe at the same day? Because if you're going to meet with Bridget one day, and that could take a week for her to get up here, and you go over what you want to discuss, so you're both going in there on the same page, and then it could be another week or two before you can set up something with the tribe. If you could get that done all at once, because we're going on 5 weeks behind the barriers, and it's getting tough.
If I can do that within the state statute of the 24-hour notice, I do it tomorrow. But I'll get in touch with Bridget and see when she's able to come up, and hopefully we can hear back from the tribe. And yes, if it had to be the same day, it'd be the same day.
Okay.
Yes, sir, your name?
I'm Joseph Hunt. I'm a 30-year resident of Ross Island Lake. And I had a couple questions for you. Have you had a chance to meet with the chairman yet, Chairman Johnson?
No, I haven't.
And $20 million is a lot of dollars. And I'm curious, are there other leased roads within the reservation boundaries that approach, well, it would be like $5 million a road. I'm sure Ross Island Lake is much higher, but are there other roads where we're looking at these kinds of numbers?
Not that I'm aware of. The only other lease on roadways are private. They don't involve town roads. So there are no other roads that I'm aware of.
And in the event that our title companies, if you had property and then built a house, the title company's only on the hook for the property, not the house. If the title company decides to just settle the claims, which, and there's a little chatter about that right now, what is the town's plan to come up with the $20 million?
I guess right now at this point, we don't have a plan. We don't have $20 million. Would we have to go out and borrow it? That may be the case.
And then we would be just the first roads, and there would be, what, 29, 25 others?
I don't know. I don't know what the total number is. I haven't ever been given that information.
And lastly, is there any kind of legislative fix in play where people are looking at this? Because I've never been barricaded in my home before. And frankly, it's troublesome that this is even happening.
I can totally understand that. I don't know. I haven't heard directly of any legislation that might be thought about, brought forward. The next time that I have a chance to talk, because it would be federal, next time I have any conversations with anybody on the federal level, maybe I can try to ask them if there is something. I'm not sure. And any one of you are welcome to, you know, you can contact your congressional representatives, your Senate representatives. I'm sure you have.
So Matt, one of the town road meetings that I was at, you said the next roads that were going to expire were East Boundary and Stern. Are those private roads, drives? Because that's what you said. I copied it down.
That they were going to expire?
Yes, you told the next Lac-Flambeau towns that would the road next roads to expire easements were Boundary and East Boundary and Stern.
At what meeting was that?
Not the last one. I believe it was the first, the other one.
Those came up, but not that they were expired easements.
Okay, because that's what I heard you say.
They came up as, you know, where there are easements, but it was never that they're expired.
Okay. Maybe I heard you wrong.
Yeah. And also, I haven't had a chance to talk to him directly yet, but the town attorney has spoken to Rick Ernst from Vilas Title Service, and he's willing to come over here and go through all of our files and make sure that they're in as much order as they possibly can be. A lot of the easements that are in there date back as far as 1934, I think, was when I first saw them coming through. Yes, sir.
I'm Joe Firmanek, Ross Allen Lake. Did they ever distinguish if ours is one of those IRR roads?
I believe it's on the list.
It is. Do you have that tracking number or not?
Yes. We can look for it here, you know, maybe after the meeting.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming. Yes, sir.
Is the tribe and the town working on a long-term fix to this at all, or?
I myself would like to see a long-term fix to this.
Is this going to keep happening?
We don't want this to keep happening.
So is that being worked on between you, or?
As soon as we can sit down and talk, that would be, you know, I think one of the major subjects that we'd have to discuss.
So have there been any communications, Matt?
I want to be honest about it. I've left messages. We have sent letters. I've hand-delivered letters, you know, asking for a meeting. I just haven't heard back from them yet.
Okay.
I have some thoughts on that I'd like to share with you privately. I have some thoughts on that that I would share with you if I could talk with
you
privately at some time.
Sure. Thank you, everybody, for coming out on what turned out to be another snowy day. Please be careful on your way home.
I guess I just want to make a comment that the town is doing what they need to do in their attempts to try to meet with the tribe. The town doesn't want to be in any type of litigation. We want a resolution to this as well. Until the tribe's ready for that, you know, we're at their graces, but we've been extending the hand out, you know, and taking fault where the town needs to take fault that if we neglected to keep this on our radar since 2013. And so, you know, the hand has been extended out. We're just waiting on, you know, responses from the tribe to when they're ready to meet with the town and go forward on how we can best resolve this. But so I mean, I wanted to rest assured that we are reaching out to the tribe, that we're not just sitting here on an island ourselves. We can't. It'll never get resolved that way. We have to, you know, I stated earlier that we can't negotiate by ourselves. So we're, that's where we're at.
Yes, sir. Before we leave, we're getting close to the end of winter. Ice is going to start getting thin here in the next couple of weeks. Is the town doing anything to prepare for us being permanently barricaded in our homes, where we can't use the lakes to exit our properties? Is there any way that we can contact the county emergency management? How do we survive breakup?
Good question. And
can we start planning for it now?
Yeah. I'm hoping that we can come to some resolution before then, but yes, it's something to look at now. All right, move on to item number 15. Convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 per N F, considering financial, medical, social, personal histories for disciplinary data of specific persons, preliminary consideration of specific personnel problems, or the investigation of charges against specific persons, except where paragraph B applies, which, if discussed in public, would likely have substantial adverse effects upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories or data, or involved in such problems or investigations. Regarding the treasurer, if I could get a motion to go into closed session.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb?
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke? Aye. We're in closed session. Can we move him into...
As soon as you get back there, I'll transfer.
Perfect. Thank you. Again, from technology. All right, we'll call the meeting back into open session. Need a motion for that?
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go back into open session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb?
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke? Aye. We're back in open session. Item number 17, action regarding closed session. No action was taken. Item number 14, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
So, second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:37. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, 140. 140. I got to fix that clock. We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.